Hope you're having a wonderful morning and a good day. Today, let's think about salvation. Many of us throughout life have had life-threatening experiences where we have been saved. I remember several years ago, in fact, as many years ago, when I was a young boy, about 8 to 9 years old, and swimming in the Kentucky Lake up around the border of Kentucky and Tennessee. And the undertow got me when I went under for a dive and took me out into water that was above my head, and I couldn't swim very well. And someone that I did not even know swam out a long, long distance and saved me. Otherwise, I would have drowned. I don't know who that person was. I thanked him, and my parents thanked him, and from then on, throughout life, I've never known who he actually was, but he saved me. Well, salvation is something that we need more than just in the physical realm at times, but spiritually it's something that all of us desire so much because we know that we're made in the image of God and we're given a soul. And we today are saved from spiritual death, certainly not physical death, but spiritual death through Jesus Christ. It is sin that has separated us from God. Isaiah 59:1-2 says, "Your sins and your iniquities have separated you between you and your God." So much that God has even hid his face from us because of our sin. Well, how is it that we have the opportunity to be saved today? It's through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Remember when Jesus was born in Matthew 1:21, the announcement was made that his name would be called Jesus, for it would be he that would save his people from their sins. Acts 4:12 says, "And neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved." So friends, we are saved from sin today, and isn't it wonderful that even today, as his children, being washed in the blood of the Lamb, we have that precious hope of eternal life. Jesus said simply in Mark 16:15-16, "For those of you who may not have been saved through his blood, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved." And so for those of you today who have experienced the grace of God and obeyed his will, and in by doing so have hope of eternal life, we plead with you, if you're not a Christian, to make sure that you do what is necessary so that you can have that wonderful feeling and precious promise that someday you can truly be saved in every way from your sins and have hope of eternal life.